Welcome to TEXA Talks, a series of podcasts where we chat with higher education experts and TEXA specialists about new initiatives, good practice, and other topics that matter to Australia's higher education sector.
Today I'm speaking with Helen Gunneal, Director of TEXA's Higher Education Integrity Unit. Welcome, Helen. Can you tell us what TEXA does?
TEXA is Australia's independent national quality assurance and regulatory agency that works to safeguard the reputation of Australia's higher education sector and also protect students.
And the Higher Education Integrity Unit, why was that formed?
The Integrity Unit was established by the federal government in June last year, and the aim of the unit is it will enhance TEXA's ability to identify, analyse and respond to emerging threats to the integrity of Australian higher education.
And what are the Integrity Unit's initial areas of focus?
Initially, the unit will be focused on implementing the laws that the government passed late last year to prohibit academic cheating service providers, and there's a range of powers that have been granted to TEXA under that Act, and the unit will work with government and across TEXA to implement those powers.
And can you tell me a little bit more about academic integrity and why it's important?
Academic integrity is often referred to as the moral code of academia. It's underpinned by the qualities of fairness, respect, responsibility, honesty. It's really important that students that go through university or another higher education pathway and receive their award at the end have developed the skills and knowledge that they are supposed to have developed through that course. It's crucial for the public to have confidence in the professionals and other people that have been educated through our higher education institutions. And it's also crucial in upholding the reputation of Australian higher education that it's seen to have that integrity.
You've talked about academic integrity and why it's important and the value of Australian education. So that leads really nicely into how you came to be leading the unit with your background.
I've had a strong interest in academic integrity throughout my career. A lot of my career was spent as an academic. I did a PhD in neuroscience, but then worked as an academic at ANU for about 10 years. And in that life as an academic, I had a lot of obviously interest in academic integrity. I, of course, had issues where students had been found to breach academic integrity. I became really interested in what students are told and educated about academic integrity, and also about how institutional governance works to ensure that there's fairness across the university in terms of how these breaches are dealt with. So that was sort of my initial formative interest. When I first joined TEXA a few years ago, I worked in the university's team undertaking assessments, re-registration assessments of universities, and that gave me another really different viewpoint where I got to see the variety, I suppose, of how these issues were dealt with across universities. I worked on the initial academic integrity toolkit that TEXA developed with Tracy Bretag some years ago, and presented at the TEXA conference alongside Kath Ellis at a student forum on academic integrity. So sort of had a lot of different viewpoints, I suppose, of the issue. And after I worked at TEXA a few years ago, I then left for a period when I went to Monash University as an advisor on quality and standards. And then again in that role, I had a really different perspective in terms of seeing within a university what are the roadblocks to implementing this consistently? What is it that would help universities make better use of the resources they have to enhance and protect academic integrity? So when I saw this role advertised, I just thought it was a really exciting opportunity to bring all of those experiences together and try and do something to support the sector.
So what's your first area of focus?
So the unit's just getting up and running. I've joined in January and I'm building my team, but once we have some people around us, we're really keen to drive forward and make use of the new legislative powers we have to try and combat the academic cheating service providers.
Thank you very much, Helen. If you'd like to know more about TEXA's work on academic integrity, resources and information are available on our website.
This podcast was produced by the Tertiary Education Quality and Standards Agency, Australia's independent national quality assurance and regulatory agency for higher education. You can find more podcasts in this TEXA Talk series at texa.gov.au.